Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días, me llamo Lizzie.
I'm Alan.
Newbie Series Lesson 13, How Delicious. Sean muy bienvenidos.
Hey everybody, welcome back. And if you're here for the first time, a special big welcome to you. Nice to have you.
Es lindo estar con ustedes nuevamente y gracias por preferir SpanishPod101.com.
Thanks for joining us for our 13th lesson of this newbie series.
Isn't 13 an unlucky number?
Well, that superstition does exist, but with what we're offering, there's no bad luck to be found whatsoever.
What you will find is the basics for anyone starting out in the learning process of the Spanish language.
Lizzie, I hope you're not full of talking about food because we're continuing our conversation about it.
Sounds good to me, Alan. Don't worry.
Good. Today we're going to look at exclamations.
Okay, where does the conversation take place?
Well, here's a surprise. This lesson's conversation takes place around the lunch table in Valencia, where Humberto and Claudia talk about the paella they're enjoying.
España. I love paella. Ole.
And it really is something that you have to go to Spain to eat. They have perfected it to a high science.
Reinforce your Spanish by using the grammar bank of the Learning Center at SpanishPod101.com.
That's right, folks. It's full of great resources. All right, let's get into today's conversation.
¡Qué rica la paella!
¡Qué gustosa está!
Los mariscos están exquisitos.
Sí, están muy jugosos.
¡Qué bien preparada está la paella!
And now, slower.
Una vez más. Esta vez, lentamente. ¡Qué rica la paella!
¡Qué gustosa está!
Los mariscos están exquisitos.
Sí, están muy jugosos.
Qué bien preparada está la paella.
And now, with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
Qué rica la paella.
What delicious paella.
Qué gustosa está.
How tasty it is.
Los mariscos están exquisitos.
The shellfish are exquisite.
Sí, están muy jugosos.
Yeah, they're very juicy.
Qué bien preparada está la paella.
How well prepared this paella is. Hey, you know, Lizzie, I have never had a great paella here in Peru, but one dish that is kind of similar is arroz con mariscos, and that's shellfish that are, in fact, boiled with rice. Oh, just delicious. Very, very typical lunch.
That sounds like a delicious, really, main course. What would you have as an entree?
Oh, as an entree, maybe a pulpo al oliva, which is boiled octopus. I guess marinated octopus because it's very, very tender, sliced with some olive sauce. Delicious. You know, Lizzie, how's it that we're always talking about food, you and I? Have you ever noticed that? Okay, well, let's move on. Take a look at vocabulary and phrases for this lesson. First,
marisco.
Shellfish. Seafood.
Marisco. Marisco.
Okay, next we have...
Gustoso. Gustosa.
Tasty. Pleasurable.
Gustoso. Gustosa. Gustoso. Gustosa.
Okay, now let's listen to...
Exquisito. Exquisita.
Exquisite.
Exquisito. Exquisita. Exquisito. Exquisita.
All right, now let's hear...
Jugoso. Jugosa.
Juicy.
Jugoso. Jugosa, jugoso, jugosa.
Next we'll hear.
Bien.
Well.
Bien, bien.
And finally.
Preparado, preparada.
Prepared.
Preparado, preparada. Preparado, preparada.
O este listo es buenaza. ¿Sabe qué, Lizzie? A mí me encanta la palabra jugoso.
¿Por qué?
Porque es aplicable a muchas cosas. Por ejemplo, jugoso quiere decir juicy. Digamos, un carne jugoso. Uh-huh. Pero también se puede usar para la lotería, por ejemplo. ¿Tú juegas la lotería?
De vez en cuando, Alan, realmente.
Okay, guys, I'm drawing attention to a word on the list, which is jugoso, which means juicy, literally, as in this is a juicy steak. But in Spanish, we also use it to refer to, for example, a grand prize of a lottery. You say, oh, that's a juicy grand prize. So I've asked Lizzie if she plays, and she says, from time to time. Lizzie, ¿has ganado alguna vez la lotería?
No, lamentablemente no. Aún no.
todavía. Aún no has sacado un premio jugoso.
Pero puede ser, ¿no?
If you want to win, you have to buy a ticket.
Alan, you said you've never had a good paella. That's too bad.
I know, Lizzie. I've never had a good one here in Peru. Even in Spain, I didn't have a good paella.
As we've mentioned, Peru does have some delicious seafood dishes as well.
Sounds like you're leading us into our first word, aren't you, Lizzie?
Yes. The first word we will look at is marisco.
Los mariscos son ricos.
Alan, you took my example.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. I said shellfish are delicious.
The word marisco refers to shellfish or seafood in general.
Do we know where this word comes from?
It comes from the word mar, which means sea. On a menu at a restaurant, you may see a section entitled pescados, which means fish, and then mariscos, which means shellfish.
But it can also be used in a more general sense to mean all seafood.
Right, and it is so very tasty or gustoso, que realmente aquí en Perú usamos más la palabra sabroso para definir una comida rica, ¿no? Sabroso, la comida está rica, está sabrosa.
That's right, so we can use gustoso or, in Peru, sabroso. Now, Lizzie, you've switched up the examples a little bit.
La comida está muy gustosa.
The meal is very tasty.
The adjective gustoso is a great word to know.
That's right. As we said, it means tasty or pleasurable.
It's connected to the verb gustar, which we look at in lesson 14 of this newbie series. For now, let's think of gustoso as tasty or pleasurable, insofar as it is a deep pleasure.
Okay, the next vocabulary word is exquisito.
El vino está exquisito.
The wine is exquisite.
So, I think it is pretty obvious. The word exquisito means exquisite.
Again, friends, you can see the similarity between the Spanish word and the English, demonstrating once again that sometimes it's okay to try to turn an English word into a Spanish word just by guessing and being intuitive.
This is because they both share the Latin root.
That's right. And this brings us to the last vocabulary word today, which is jugoso. Lizzie, we've talked about this one before, but how about one more example?
La manzana está jugosa.
The apple is juicy.
The word jugoso means juicy.
Now, this is very close to another word we saw in lesson 8, jugo, which means juice.
Notice how the noun jugo is transformed into the adjective jugoso. This happens with a lot of nouns. When they are transformed to adjectives, they tend to express the main characteristic or essence of the noun.
Okay, let's have a more thorough look at the grammar used in this lesson.
Okay, bueno, woo, woo, woo.
Lizzie, easy, relax.
Alan, today we are looking at exclamations.
Now it makes sense.
An exclamation is a word or phrase that's uttered with great emotion or intensity.
In Spanish, there are numerous exclamations. Today we're going to look at some that use the word que. In the conversation we heard,
¡qué rica la paella!
What delicious paella!
Notice that there is no verb in this expression. When there is a noun but no verb in an exclamation with que, we tend to translate it as what, and then the rest of the expression.
Lizzie, can you show us how this applies?
¡Qué jugosa la carne!
What juicy meat!
So you see that when there is a noun but no verb included in an exclamation with que, it's usually translated as what. But other times, there is a verb in exclamations with que, and this changes the meaning a little bit.
Where did this occur in the conversation?
¡Qué bien preparada está la paella!
How well prepared this paella is.
This time we see that que is translated as how. In both cases, the first word in the expression is the exclamatory adjective, que. then the adjective, then the verb, if there is one, and finally the noun, which is being modified.
Hey guys, and it's also important to remember that exclamations express emotion!
Emoción! They shouldn't be pronounced like statements. Instead, they really need to be emphasized. ¡Qué rico! ¡Qué bueno! ¡Qué emoción!
Whoa, what an exciting lesson today, Lizzie.
Yes, now our audience can express their excitement for SpanishPod101.com.
That's right, friends, you heard her. So leave us some exciting messages or comments on the lesson.
Don't forget to check out the lesson transcripts in the PDF at SpanishPod101.com.
And the Grammar Bank. They can't forget the Grammar Bank.
No se pierdan.
Don't be a stranger.
Chao, chicos, chicas, señoras, señores.
Hasta luego. Nos vemos pronto.